Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken serves up a word on food, and our Florida Keys calendar features Andy Newman. Now, Miami's nonprofit, Cannonball, an arts organization known for its advocacy and innovative programs supporting artists, will soon launch two new programs to add to their core initiatives, SeminArt, which provides free educational and professional development services, Legal Link, an in-house legal advice and referral service, and their residency program. To find out the specifics about the exciting new programs, we recently spoke with Cannonball's executive director and artistic director. And Mr. Chris Cook and Mr. Gene Marino, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat. Glad to have you back, Chris, and good to meet you, Gene.
Good to be here, Ed.
Thank you so much, Ed. It's a pleasure to be here.
Chris, Cannonball has covered so much ground since you've been the executive director over the past 2.5 years. We could spend all of our time together just talking about what's new. But tell us briefly, who is new?
Well, I think some of our major accomplishments for this past year has been two new employees, which pretty much like triples the staff of Cannonball. As you know, it's a small arts organization based in downtown. And I was thrilled to have the opportunity to hire Gene Marino, who is an institution in his own right in Miami. He's an artist and longtime arts advocate in this city. And Gene is our new artistic director. So within that domain, he drives the residency program where we have about 15 to 18 artists from all over come in to do 1 to 3 month residencies where they have time to focus, conduct research, and create new work, and also to engage our community. And he's also focusing on a new educational program, which, of course, he will talk about during our spot here. And in addition to Gene, I'm very pleased to hire a new communications and operations manager, Ashley Ford. And previously, she was working at the Norton Museum of Art in West Palm Beach, but she received her MFA in photography from the University of Miami and knows the art scene here in Miami in and out, and will be the expertise behind all of our marketing and public relations. And she will also be driving our new re-granting program titled Wavemaker Grants, which we will be launching in September.
Well, let's talk about Wavemaker Grants since you mentioned it. A new big program for Cannonball. What is this all about?
Brand new program, which we're super thrilled to be able to offer in Miami. And it's really the brainchild of the Andy Warhol Foundation for the Visual Arts. And they, for the past number of years, they have been running a regional re-granting program throughout the country and looking to small arts organizations in cities such as San Francisco, Chicago, Portland, Oregon, Houston, to support cutting-edge arts activities in the local communities. And they've been looking at the Southeast for some time and hoping to partner with an organization that could bring this program to the Southeast. So we've been in touch with them for some time. And finally, we are in a position to launch our version of the re-granting program, which we're titling Wavemaker. And in short, this program will give direct cash grants to support artist-centric experimental programs throughout Miami-Dade County. So programs that tend to skew away from traditional funding sources and resist the demands of the marketplace. So this could be a cutting-edge art project that happens spontaneously on a street corner. It could be an artist-run space that's located in the county. It could be a number of things that are originated by artists, curators, or other creatives within the county. And we're hoping to provide, in the first year of this new program, $50,000 to fund about 10 projects. And the Warhol Foundation has committed to multiple years of support. So we're hoping to have this program running in Miami-Dade for a long period of time. And I'm also thrilled to announce that Cannonball is a finalist in this year's Arts Challenge through the Knight Foundation for this program. And if we are so fortunate to receive the Knight Foundation support, we'll be able to double the amount of money that we give directly to artists in our county.
So desperately needed to keep the arts moving forward here in South Florida. I'm sure you would agree.
Absolutely.
Gene, as the new artistic director, you've got a lot of work to do for Cannonball, and a part of that involves a new program called RAD. Can you explain that?
Yep. So RAD is Research, Art, and Dialogue, and we're imagining this as our educational platform. We're going to produce a school, basically. We're thinking of an alternative model of schools, you know, building on a long tradition that cutting-edge art has produced. And what we're thinking our goal with this is to complement the formal education in the city. And this means that we would bring in both upper-level students, but also professional artists who want to continue to be in a global dialogue, and just general enthusiasts in the arts who want to deal with the people who we bring around, and it should be amazing.
Well, did FIU help prepare you for that? You are a graduate of a wonderful art school at FIU.
That is right. I am a graduate at FIU, although I finished with a philosophy degree.
That might help you down the road.
Or not. But actually, FIU is an amazing school.
Yes, it is amazing. So, Gene, how might the RAD program change the artistic environment here in South Florida?
Well, I think we're hoping that by bringing in a series of cutting-edge artists, cutting-edge theorists, cutting-edge curators, we can enhance the dialogue in the city. We just want to have a more robust discursive space where we can function. And I think this will have the added benefit of actually retaining artists. If you want to have a robust and healthy artist community, we have to provide all kinds of interesting experiences for them. So rather than lose them to New York and LA and Berlin, we need to keep them here. And the way to do this is to generate ever more interesting experiences for them.
Now, gentlemen, you've got a new web space you all are working on. Tell us about what you hope to present online.
Absolutely. So Cannonball is launching a new website the first week of September. And part of that website will be all the pertinent information about RAD, including faculty lists, course offerings for the fall and spring, and how individuals within our community can get involved. And it will also have much more information about WaveMaker grants, which will have actually its own dedicated website with application guidelines, information, and deadlines.
So you all are probably, in my humble opinion, writing grants every available hour of the day, but membership also helps you out, does it not?
Absolutely. We're a small nonprofit arts organization, and as such, we really rely on individual contributions as our lifeguards and to keep the organization afloat. So for those of your listeners out there interested in supporting Cannonball, they could go to our website at cannonballmiami.org and join and become a member and help us sustain our impact on the arts here in Miami.
Do you often endeavor in big collaborations with local South Florida arts groups?
Oh, absolutely. We collaborate with big and small institutions and organizations, specifically in the visual arts, but we try to maintain an interdisciplinary platform, so we work with performing artists as well. And of course, we're very thankful to local and state foundations that give us support, such as the Knight Foundation.
Love that federal money. Love that state money. Hope it keeps going.
Absolutely.
Because we need to keep Cannonball alive and well. Well, congratulations to your new board members and these wonderful programs, the WaveMaker grants and the RAD, Research, Art, and Dialogue program. Good luck in those endeavors and many more. And it's great to have you join us again, Chris Cook, Executive Director, and Gene Moreno, Artistic Director of Cannonball. Thank you, gentlemen, for joining us on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thank you very much.
Cannonball's office is located at 1035 North Miami Avenue, Suite 300 in Miami. Their office number is 786-347-2360. Cannonball's interim website can be found at cannonballmiami.org. And once again, their new website will launch the first week of September. The RAD School launches this fall with 2 to 3 day seminars in October, November, and December. Once again, more info available at cannonballmiami.org. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.